The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
There's a pretty good chance that you made a New Year's resolution this year along these lines. Disconnect more. Stop checking the news so obsessively. Remember what matters. Familiar stuff. Now, staff writer Patricia Marks is the first to admit that she's a little overconnected. So we asked her to try one of the trendiest ways to disconnect, floating in what used to be called a sensory deprivation tank. Now, since we launched this radio program, Patty has made salad from Central Park weeds. She's practiced archery in her apartment. She drew a little blood there. But relaxing? This is truly outside of Patty's comfort zone.
Technology is pretty much all I do. If I told you the things I've looked up in a single hour on Google, you would probably commit me. And if there was Wi-Fi, I would probably go. I'm like everybody else experiencing a sensory overload. And I was in search of a sensory underload. Want some tea? See? I'm already hallucinating. Or not. So I wanted to immerse myself in a flotation tank. Flotation tanks used to be called sensory deprivation tanks and isolation tanks, but it's kind of a downer of a name. It's a very Manchurian candidate sounding. So now we call it flotation therapy. And that sounded kind of cozy. I went to, where else would I go? I went to Brooklyn. I went to Carroll Gardens in Brooklyn to a place called Lift Floats.
I was here early because I'm always obnoxiously early, and I was looking through the log of people have used it, and I need to read you some things. Here's what happens. Okay, this person said, did I just drop acid? Maybe. First I died, then I returned to my mother's womb. Then I jumped to wife's womb and was my daughter. Then I observed my daughter. Then there was no there. And then I was reborn. That's some itinerary.
I'm talking to Gina, whose name I will never be able to pronounce. What is your name?
Gina Antioco.
Antioco. And Gina is a co-founder of Lift.
Who's the typical customer and why do they come here? Are they kind of yoga people?
It's really hard to say, you know, one is this type, one is that type. We really do see everyone. Yeah, a lot of people who are coming in are looking to experience theta brainwave activity, which is just like a slower brain frequency state. It's the state that you're in just before delta, which is sleep.
The main brain waves are the beta, alpha, theta, and delta, and which means that I think of them as sororities. When you're in theta, you're kind of on the verge of sleep. You're free associating. You're having really kind of zany but wonderful thoughts. So before I went into my pod, I met Vanessa Cranwinkle. I don't know if that was her name before she'd been in the pod, but that was her name when I met her. She had just gotten out of the pod. She couldn't wait to get back in.
Did you hallucinate at all?
I felt like I was because I started moving my head like in like an S motion. Uh-huh. I felt lightheaded and dizzy at the same time, and mm-hmm. I would close my eyes and I would see like little flashes of light. Mm-hmm. So I knew something was up, but I couldn't tell what it was.
And what about, did you hear anything?
No. Well, I heard I didn't eat breakfast, so I heard my stomach. I feel like I heard my blood pumping. It was just so weird. It was so wonderful. I feel like a feather right now. I'm so happy, so I'm like
that's
at peace.
So nice. Maybe you should go out into the world.
I don't want to. Not yet.
We're almost ready to go.
So we wired the pod up, as most people don't do. And I walk into this room. It has a kind of a... the UFO has just arrived feeling. The pod itself looks as if... let me put it this way. If George Foreman had designed a sous vide machine for cooking human beings, it would look like the pod. Shiny white and sleek, and there was 10 inches of water in it.
Get it inside. It's kind of lukewarm. Now, this is the first time I've been on radio without clothes. It's really embarrassing. I hope I don't sound like it. Oh God, now what do I do?
Your session will begin momentarily. Find a comfortable position for floating. Relax your body and clear your mind. Enjoy.
That sounds like the lady who says, if you see something, say something. Oh no, I'm gonna have this music. Okay. I'm gonna try to go to another universe now so I can be talking.
Flotation pods were invented in 1954 by a scientist named John Lilly. So John Lilly started out as a pretty conventional scientist, doing stuff like the physiology of high-altitude flying. He was also really interested in states of consciousness. And, of course, communication between dolphins and human beings and whales. And did I say LSD and ketamine? He even gave LSD to dolphins.
Before one can successfully do a spiritual trip without tumbling in outer space and getting dizzy, one has to do the grounding and centering.
He claimed that he could communicate with alien beings while he floated, and also Shakespeare.
If you're going to move out from this planet, be sure you're well trained on how to keep a part of you going here while you go somewhere else. And that part of you, obviously, is your physical body.
So I'm lying there, and I'm thinking, I'm just on the verge of getting somewhere, where I mean is getting nowhere, by when I say somewhere. And suddenly,
something dripped on me or fell on me. Or maybe it's another being from another universe.
So there was a mini disaster when the mic fell into the water. I survived, but the mic didn't. And might have been the only thing that found peace today.
Well, I feel really inadequate that everybody got to have a deep revelation and I didn't. I also have concluded that I like sensory overload, that I kind of miss my phone, and I want to know what happened in the news in the hour that I've been in this pod. And I'm a little worried that I'm going deaf and blind because of the salt water. I'm gonna taste it a little, see what it tastes like. Oh God, oh, it's horrible. It's really bitter. Now I'm being I poisoned myself and I'm going deaf and blind. I can't tell you how horrible it tastes. Really, really, really bitter. I thought it would be like the sea. Oh, get me out of here. Oh, God.
The one, the only, Patricia Marks, the New Yorker Radio Hour's official stuntwoman.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.